Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
No rack of lamb, fresh seafood starter or fillet steak. Many restaurants and cafes are having to rethink their menus and how they do business in an effort to tackle rising food costs and a much more price-conscious consumer. And there's widespread calls for the VAT rate for hospitality to be cut in the upcoming budget. But will it be too late for some businesses currently struggling to make ends meet? Well, for more, I'm joined by Owen Klusky, who's head baker and owner of Bread 41, and also Michael Vaughan of Vaughan Lodge Hotel in La Hinch in County Clare, and you're both welcome to the programme. Michael, I'm going to start with you. Hotels are in the headlines today, but I'll come to that in just a moment. The rising food prices, though, have you had to change the menu as a result?
Yeah, you know, I've been in the fine dining area for 20 years, and last year at the end of the season, I said to myself, you know, people just can't afford to pay these kind of prices anymore. And I just felt, I mean, people were voting with their feet anyway, because they really, the menu price had gone as far as, I think, 70 euros. I was looking at maybe 80 euros for this year. And I said, God, I better do something about this. So we just stripped it all back and went back to basics. And now we're doing an a la carte menu where you just order what you want and you get what you want and you pay for whatever you're having. So there's all the little trimmings and extras, they're all gone. But it's still a really great menu. But like, for instance, you know, things like a fillet steak, which we would have bought, an 8 ounce fillet steak, which we would have bought maybe at cost for about 9 euros a couple of years ago, is now 13, 14 euros. That's a prime fillet. You know, it's aged. It's from an artisan butcher. Things like, for instance, hake has almost doubled in cost in the last 3 years. You used to buy it for 9 euros a kilo. It's now 16 euros a kilo. Scallops are up at 40 euros a kilo. And a lamb rump, which used to be a very affordable piece of meat, is now at 29 euros a kilo. So these are prices that, when you add them up, at 13.70 euros steak for me, by the time I put my costs, et cetera, et cetera, I'll have to be selling that steak at about 50 euros. And that's a price really? That not too many people can afford,
so,
isn't it?
So you factor in the energy costs, the staff costs, the insurance costs. It brings it up to 50 on the plate.
Yes, that's about the size of it, yeah.
Right, and you can't ask people for 50 euro for their dinner, right?
No, well, of course. Well, there are people now, Claire, there are people. I'm of the view that I'd rather have an item on a plate if someone really wanted it and they prepared to pay the price. Yes, you'd have it on, but you're going to have a cheaper cut of meat. Like, for instance, lots of places now are putting different cuts of steak on the plate, and feather blade is one that I see a lot of. But that's not a piece of meat that you can cook to medium rare. You've got to slow cook it to almost well done, you know. So these are the kind of things we're juggling with, just to try and make food at a price point that people can afford and still have a good product.
And hake has gone beyond the beyonds as well. So what sort of seafood are you doing instead?
Well, look, we're doing haddock as a fish and chips option. And then we do plaice. Plaice is a piece of fish that you don't get a huge amount around. I took the view that I'd like to have items that nearly every restaurant tends to offer the same type of fish and chips. It's cod or sometimes it's hake. But, you know, the price has gone up. But if I look at a typical dish selling at 30 euros, this might shock you now, but the food element of that 30 euros is 11 euros. The wages of that 30 euro dish is coming in at 12 euros. The VAT is 4 euros. Electricity, almost a euro. And then other bits and pieces, would say a euro. So that dish of 30 euros is actually costing me 30 euros and 81 cents to put on the plate. I'm selling it at 30. Yeah. So it's a lot easier.
I think you're making people think about eating out now, saying that, because you're spending 30 on your dinner, but 11 euro of it is what you're eating.
Well, that's always, look at the
I know, yeah, I know.
Kind of,
but when you break it down like that, though, it does make you stop and think. But your consumers are savvy now, because the drinks are pretty much gone, are they? I mean, people aren't really drinking now at their dinner.
No, they're not, Claire. You're so right. I mean, and people are drinking low alcohol or no alcohol. And they're drinking maybe, tap water is what I serve most of here now, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Like, I used to order maybe in the season, I'd be ordering maybe a pallet of wine from the wine supplier at least twice a month. I haven't put an order for wine in since the start of July. So, you know, it's that's where it's gone.
Incredible.
And that's where you were making up on your food, if you know what I mean. Food is now a loss leader for most hotels. Now, there are bigger hotels and people doing functions and all that kind of thing. They can make margins, yes, of course.
Right. Well, that's why Patrick O'Donovan has had a right cut at hoteliers, right? Because the margins have to be made somewhere. And he reckons there's price gouging going on, rubbing people up to their eyeballs, he says, routinely fleecing people around concerts and events. And then the warning, they'd want to be very careful as a group going forward before this game to show their sincerity about keeping costs down. That's a direct reference to whether or not they're going to cut the VAT rate, Michael.
Yeah, but let's understand one thing, that you can't conflate prices of hotel rooms with a credible argument for supporting food businesses. And you know, in the hotel sector, we've never looked for a reduction on, well, in this particular round, we've never looked for a reduction in VAT on rooms. We've said that food is where the issue is, and it's the issue for small producers, cafes, all those guys. So in terms of there's one thing myself and Patrick O'Donovan will agree on, that there are hotels that charge inordinately high prices at times of concerts. It's usually for the last room or two, but that doesn't matter. If it's a high price, it shouldn't be
yeah,
charged.
And when there's a big act coming to a town now, they'll charge the highest price for every room. I mean, they do. I mean, it's dynamic pricing, isn't it?
Well, dynamic pricing to a point, but you know, most of the hotels that you talk to, they've pre-sold a lot of rooms for groups, for conferences, for other stuff. And yes, there is dynamic pricing. But look, let's be honest, on your own radio program, the advertising slot for you versus a slot at maybe 9 or 10 o'clock at night, there's dynamic pricing going on everywhere.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Maybe
Florists,
so.
Everybody.
Maybe so. Maybe you have a point there. Owen, let's talk to you. How are you? Thanks for joining us. Bread 41, we've talked to you about it in the past, but your prices are going up as well for your raw materials. Butter is a problem, is it?
Yes. Well, I'd agree that I think everything has always gone up. That's the line I use. It's about how you manage it. I feel different now than before that I feel actually the consumer definitely has had enough. You know, I don't feel they're willing to pay anymore. You know, we have a price of a cup of coffee is slightly over €4 and you know, everyone can be up in arms about it, but the margins are just so low. Everything has gone up in the background. We have milk. We had an issue with green beans. So our coffee roasters, they had to put prices up. And yeah, butter is another thing. Maybe last year you were paying €9 a kilo. You can pay 16, 17 a kilo now, which is pretty big, you know.
But again, like customers who are coming to you to a bakery want a certain level of product. You know, they want a premium product, don't they? So are they willing to push themselves a little bit more to pay for it, would you say?
No, I do, yes. I think the customer definitely supports all small local businesses and, like, you know, I'm very, very grateful for that. And I think the key thing for what we do is that we always have to keep the quality, and quality comes at a cost. So there's no real fix for me just to get a cheaper something or go cheaper here or cheaper there, because the second I do that, it damages what we do, you know, and then the consumer really isn't happy with what they're getting, you know. So we have to keep the quality in everything we get, and sometimes quality just keeps going up and up.
So with the budget coming up and this warning from Patrick O'Donovan about hoteliers watching what they do and not price gouging, is that really important for you that VAT rate goes down to 9%?
I think it's important for absolutely everyone in the industry. I do agree. Listen, hotels are expensive. You know, I'm in the city centre. Listen, I was away during the summer and I paid a city tax. I thought it was just a small amount. I didn't give out about it. I thought it was a good idea. You know, I was thinking in my head, you know, is that not an option, you know, to pay when you arrive? I know they discussed it before. But yeah, no, it is important. It's important to still keep, you know, the experience. I think we have a lot of visitors coming down and a lot of local people in Dublin that, you know, still want to get out, still want to enjoy a meal out with friends. And I think there's an element it's so important for society, you know, that we do get out and
well, what we want to know as consumers is, if the VAT rate reduction happens, will prices come down for consumers, for your customers?
The quick thing about that is there'll always be something else. Like next January, we're very fortunate. We pay pensions as it is. We have auto enrollment to the pensions come January. We have, within the last year, electricity has doubled. My electricity bill was currently in one site was €2,400 18 months ago. It's now sitting over €5,200. No matter where, insurance has doubled. Fuel has gone up 50%.
So a VAT rate cut's not going to mean price cuts.
I don't know. Will it? We'll have to see how it goes and what we can do. But there is always something else, I think, that we have to understand.
Michael, what do you say to that question?
The question, will
the prices
reduce?
Come down for consumers if the VAT rate comes down?
Well, you see, it depends on the intention of the VAT rate, because if the government's intention of the VAT rate is to bring prices down, it will happen in places where businesses can afford to do that. But in the majority of food, and I'm not talking about hotels here, but in the majority of food enterprises, the margins they're operating on are less than 1% or 2%. And with VAT coming down, you'll find that many of them, and remember, many of them have taxes owed since the pandemic time. So they're under huge pressure. I don't see it myself. I think there'll be a limited scope for VAT reduction. But I think primarily the VAT reduction will ensure the viability and sustainability of these places.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, thank you to you both. Michael Vaughan in Lahinch in County Clare, Vaughan Lodge Hotel, and Owen Klusky, who is the head baker and owner of Bread 41. Someone has been in touch to say they got a lovely roast dinner in Glengariff last week for €15. That's great value. But it was €55 for two hamburgers and chips at Electric Picnic last weekend. Well, I hope you enjoyed them. And I hope you have your tickets for next year, too, because it's sold out.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.